The Cuomo administration's preference for secrecy, even at the expense of the public's right to know, was criticized in a report by an independent fiscal watchdog. The report examined the administration's plan to divert over $500 million from New York City's water quality program to construction of a new Tappan Zee Bridge. The Tappan Zee Bridge links Rockland and Westchester counties in the southern Hudson Valley. Construction of the new bridge could cost as much as $4 billion. The report, issued by the New York State Authority's Budget Office, found that the administration had violated the state's open meeting law and that the agency charged with overseeing the arrangement had failed to sufficiently scrutinize the deal. The new Tappan Zee Bridge is currently under construction alongside the current bridge. If you drive south on the New York State Thruway, you will see barges hammering pilings into the seabed of the Hudson River. Yet there is no financial plan for how construction of the new bridge will be paid for. In part to offset those costs and to continue its stealth financing for the new bridge, the Cuomo administration announced in June that over $500 million in water treatment money would be loaned to the building of the new bridge. The loan would come from the state's Environmental Facilities Corporation, an entity monitored by the authority's budget office. The Environmental Facilities Corporation is a state financing agency. Its mission is to provide low-cost capital and expert technical assistance for environmental projects. Three state agency heads appointed by the governor, plus four more nominated by the governor with the approval of the state Senate, run the Environmental Facilities Corporation, meaning that the governor essentially runs the agency. Environmental and government watchdog groups were outraged that a decision made not only to steer money from the Water Treatment Fund to offset the construction costs of a bridge, but that the decision occurred outside of the normal public review process. The groups filed a complaint with the authority's budget office, arguing that the board of the Environmental Facilities Corporation had failed in its public responsibilities. The authority's budget office was created in 2009 to monitor state authorities to ensure that they are operated appropriately and fiscally responsibly. In November, the authority's budget office issued its report and found that the Cuomo administration did not sufficiently operate openly. While the governor had announced on June 16th that the $500 million would be diverted, the authority's budget office found, quote, the board of the Environmental Facilities Corporation did not meet to discuss or review details of the bridge loan or the application prior to convening a meeting on June 26th, 10 days later, to authorize the loan. In other words, the board merely rubber-stamped the administration's plan. The authority's budget office also found that the Environmental Facilities Corporation board did not comply with the open meetings law requirements. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency did reject most of the loan requests since it was going to be used for basic construction rather than cleaning water and helping the environment. The Cuomo administration regarded the loan as a crucial source of money for the project, shepherded by the Thruway Authority, and that's expected, as I mentioned before, to cost nearly $4 billion. A spokesman for the Environmental Facilities Corporation said the report was, quote, filled with inaccuracies and omissions, unquote. The authority's budget office report highlights one of the serious weaknesses of the Cuomo administration, its over-reliance on secrecy in making its decisions. In this case, the secrecy is seemingly part of an overall effort to hide from the public, the people who will end up paying for it, the cost of the new bridge. And the preference for secrecy, in this case, led to violations of state law. But the biggest lesson learned from this episode is the importance of independent oversight. In this case, the staff of the authority's budget office was appointed by a previous administration, was willing to investigate a legitimate complaint without fear of reprisal. It is a lesson that all New Yorkers should support. Albany needs more watchdogs that are independent. That's all for now. I'll be keeping an eye on the Capitol and talk to you again next week.